Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a, as always, it's a blessing to be with you on today. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I can't believe how quickly time is moving by. I can't believe how quickly this year is going. We're already moving into the last couple of weeks of May, and we are looking at June. June is coming real soon. June is a very exciting time for me and my ministry. The Lord has blessed me to write and release a new book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want, and I'm very excited about that. The book launch is on June the 2nd, June the 2nd, over at New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. If you are in the area, you want to stop in, and you can go to my website at newlifespeakers.com to take a look at the details, the specifics of that event. It's going to be a wonderful evening of motivation, inspiration, and fellowship, actually being able to fellowship with each other as I launch this next work that the Lord has put upon my heart to pen. It is a work of empowerment. It is a work of empowerment. Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. Contains 43 power principles for success, and if you take these principles and apply them to your life, you are guaranteed success. Amen, amen. My testimony is in that book. For those of you who know me, you know that I have a powerful, powerful testimony, and you know that we cannot lose with the stuff that we use. Amen. And what we use is the power of the Holy Spirit that is provided to us through the faith and belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because of the love that God the Father has for us. Amen, amen. Praise God. So I'm excited. I am excited about that particular ministry project, and it is for everybody. This is a book for everyone, for the saved and the sinner. Amen. For the saint and the sinner. Amen. Because as my friend Ron Henderson, the fitness doctor, he once said to me, he said, even sinners deserve to be fit. Amen. Amen. And I say the same thing about this particular book. Even sinners deserve to have the understanding of how to have a better life. Amen. It is not God's will that anyone should perish. So help me, help me, help me to promote this new work, and help me to spread the word. My mantra, my slogan, my personal slogan is changing the world with words. Amen. I'm going to change the world, and I'm going to change the world with words. Amen, and praise God. Amen, and praise God. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. This is a call-in program, a call-in ministry program, and you can call in at 646-652-4832. Feel free to call me. Call me, and I know that you want to call today. Today between the hours of 12 o'clock p.m., 12 o'clock noon, and 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call me at that number, 646-652-4832, and talk to me about today's topic. Today's topic is, what's love got to do with it? What's love got to do with it? And I want to share with you today about relationships, marriage, sexuality, and intimacy. Amen. I want to talk to you about love. I want to talk to you about love. And I already quoted John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whomsoever shall believe on him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Amen. Eternal life. And Jesus backs it up. He backs it up and says, What love does, how can a man even prove his love? By laying down his life to die for those whom he says he loves. Amen. And I'm paraphrasing that because I didn't look at that scripture today, but I know that Jesus, his death, his life was an act of love. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And he goes on to say that he came so that you and I would have life, and have that life more abundantly. I tell you, that's a package deal. That is a package deal. And all that we have to do is believe it and receive it. Amen. And then we can go out and achieve it. Amen. To go out and live the life that Christ came and lived and died so that we could live. Amen. Amen. I want it. I want it. I want it. Do you want it on today? Amen. Do you want that more abundant life? I know that I do. I know that I do. And in order to have that abundant life, you must have love. Amen. You must have love, and you must have the proper perspective of love. So I want to go ahead and do what I do. Every single ministry program, I want to open with prayer. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and I just magnify your name on today. I come before you humbly, humbly, humbly seeking your face, and I ask that you would let your anointing shine down on this ministry program. Father God, help me to speak to the hearts of those who will listen. Help me to say a word that is relevant. Help me to preach it to my understanding. Help me to minister to those areas that need to be ministered to in the lives of each and every person that will hear. Give me wisdom, Lord. Give me insight. Give me the right words to say. Give me a heart of understanding, Father God, so that I could be effective in the kingdom for such a time as this. Lord, it's all about you being glorified. So, Lord God, I just ask that you be glorified during this time. Be glorified in every word that I speak out of my mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, Father God, be acceptable to you. Let me not sin in my heart. Let me not sin against my brother. Let me not sin against my sister. And first and foremost, let me not sin against you, but let me speak in love and truth and in soundness of wisdom. I ask this from you, Lord, that you will enlighten the hearts of those who will listen. Enlighten the hearts of those who will listen. Give them a new revelation about what love really is so that they can be free to love and to enjoy real love. So I submit this to you. I ask that you would touch the heart of those who are hurting on today, those who have been hurt by so-called love. I ask that you would heal those who have been wounded as they have sought love in all of the wrong places, perhaps. And I ask, Father God, that you will comfort their hearts and that you will open up their hearts and that they will allow you to come in to love on them like they really deserve to be loved. So I thank you, Father, and I praise your holy name for this time that you have allowed me to be here on Power in the Word on Blog Talk Radio. And I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the precious name of Jesus. I extend this prayer to you, Lord God. Amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm learning how to get vertical with God for real, for real. So often we do stuff and we do it for people. And I want to tell you, let God be your sole motivator in everything that you do, amen. And that's scripture. You know, I'm going to be talking to you a lot during these ministry moments, and I'm going to be talking to you from my heart. And see, the great thing about my heart and the heart of a person who loves God is that when they begin to open their mouth and they begin to speak to you, they should be able to speak to you through the wisdom of God. Amen. So I may not be able to quote verse and chapter. I may not even do it. But when I talk to you, believe me, I have laid before the Lord and I'm coming to you. The Lord gave me permission. The Lord gave me permission to minister to you from my understanding of who he is and what is written in his word. Amen. So I'm going to minister to you from my understanding. If that's all right, say amen, 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 and praise God. But I want you to be aware of the fact that God loves you so much that he's not willing to allow you to live a substandard life. God is not willing to allow you to live a substandard life. That's why he sends people like myself and the other people who have partnered with me on this ministry approach through the internet radio, my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, Evangelist Geneva Bartley, and her husband, my dear uncle, Evangelist Leroy Bartley. Evangelist Geneva Bartley is my father's sister, amen. And her mother, my grandmother, was a preacher. She was a missionary. She was a woman of God on purpose, and she loved the people of God. Aunt Geneva told me that my grandmother would often stop the prostitutes and the drug addicts that were walking by her house, and she would say, "Come over here, baby, and let me pray with you." And she never had any concern for her own safety, but she loved God that much, and she loved the people that God had that God had on his mind. She loved the people that God had on his mind so much that she was willing to risk all to minister to the people that God set before her. Amen. Now, that's love. That is love. Amen. So today I'm going to be ministering to you from my understanding of God and his plan. He has a marvelous plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope in the future. Amen. Amen. And again, the telephone lines are open for the next 20 minutes, and you can call 646-652-4832. But what is love? What is love all about? You know, I spent a great deal of my life looking for love in all of the wrong places. I was sexually abused as a child, and I grew up too fast. I was exposed to a lot of things that I should not have been exposed to. I was tampered with by a male figure whom I had a lot of respect for when I was coming up. And even at the age of 12 years old, I became a girlfriend, the girlfriend on a down low. You know, the down low, when the person that you're in relationship with does not want anyone to know that they're messing with you, because that's what this 19-year-old man was doing. He was messing with me, and I was a girl of only 12 years old, and he got my attention because I didn't have a father. My father and my mother split when I was 10, so I didn't have a father, a male figure to cover my life. Therefore, I was open. I was open to the advances of this young man. I was unprotected. And this young man took advantage of my vulnerability, and he lay down with me and took my virginity. He stole my innocence. He took my virginity at a young age. As a result of that, I always felt dirty because of everything that had gone on in my life. I felt rejected. I felt unwanted because my father was gone, and there was no one there to make me feel beautiful. There was no one there to validate me. There was no one there to make me feel loved. So my mother was doing the best that she could. She was working. She went from welfare after daddy left. My mother went from being on welfare to realizing that that was not the answer. And she went ahead and got two jobs and went to work at night and during the day. So I commend my mother for being a hard-working woman that was not willing to let her children grow up with rats and roaches, but she always saw the better way. She saw the better way for us, and she did what she could to make a better way. And I just thank God for that woman. I commended her on Mother's Day publicly in my church, and I talked about her sacrifice, and I thanked her from the bottom of my heart for the sacrifice that she made for me and my one brother and my sisters. And because of this woman and her strength, we are who we are today. Amen. My brother and my sisters, we are who we are today. Women of and men, a man of integrity, people who love the Lord, and people who we love our mama. We love our mother. And this woman did what she could. She did the best that she could, but I was open. I was vulnerable. And I was out there looking for love in all of the wrong places. And I didn't know what love was because love had not been broken down to me in such a way that I could understand what love really was. I thought love was someone paying attention to me. I thought love was someone wanting to hug and kiss and touch and feel on me. I thought love was somebody wanting to lay down and have sex with me. I thought love was somebody abandoning me and neglecting me. I thought love was abusive because I saw people fighting that was supposed to be in love, and I had the wrong perception of what love really is. Amen. Amen. So I want to read from you 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting with verse 1, says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes, and it always perseveres. Love never fails. Love never fails. Amen. Amen. And that's love. That's love. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is giving. Love is self-sacrificing, but not to the point of abuse. If somebody says that they love you and they walk out on you, if they abandon you, then I have to say I question whether or not they really love you. As a matter of fact, I refute the fact that that person loves you. If someone says that they love you and they're abusive, then, again, I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, I say that is not love. Love is not abusive. Love does not hurt to the point where it hurts when you love someone so much and you want so much for that person and that person continues to go down the wrong road, then that's when love can hurt. But love should not hurt you to the point where you have black eyes or to the point where someone is constantly running around having sex with other people and they're supposed to be in relationship with you. They're supposed to be, that person is supposed to be in a committed relationship to you, with you, and they're out there with every Sally Sue and Tommy. Amen. Love is not abusive. Love is not to the point where that person intentionally hurts you, knows that you do not approve of their behavior, but continues to do that behavior. That's not love. Love is considerate. Love says, I want to do certain things, but because I respect you and because I love you and because I'm thoughtful and considerate of your feelings, I'm not going to do it. Amen. Love says, I know that I want to go to the football game, and I want to spend all of my spare time watching reruns, watching TiVo, amen, but I know that you need attention from me. Love says, I'm going to sacrifice some of the things that I want, and I'm going to give you some of the things that you want, as long as what you want is not harmful to me, amen. Amen. We have to realize that love is more than the words that I speak out of my mouth. But love is also the actions that I show you in my day-to-day interaction with you. Amen. So we have to be confident and knowledgeable about what real love is. And then we have to stand up and say, I'm not going to settle for anything less than love from the people that I allow to be in my inner circle. Amen. Some of you just need to go ahead and clean out your inner circle. You have people that have been hanging around you for a long time, and they claim to love you, but they're not really loving on you. Amen. As a matter of fact, they're just using you to get what they can get from you. Amen. They're using you as a item of convenience. Amen. You're just something that they can use to fulfill a desire that they have within themselves that's not conducive to your benefit. So you're being used and you're being misused, and some of you are being abused, and some of you have been abandoned and rejected and neglected. And even in marriage, you have so much going on, even in the confines of marriage. And a lot of women, and Lord, why are you leading me down here? But I have to go. A lot of women and a lot of men are in abusive relationships where you're being abused physically, you're being abused emotionally, and you're being abused because your spouse is out there committing adultery. Your spouse is committing adultery, and then they're coming back telling you, I can't help myself. And I tell you, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, because you can help yourself, amen. They can help themselves. And I say you can help yourself, because if you're in an adulterous relationship, whether you're married and you're committing adultery on your spouse or you're committing adultery with someone else's spouse, I want to tell you that you can help yourself, and you need to get on up out of that mess. You need to get up out of that mess. It's not going to end in anything good. It is not going to end in anything good. If you think that you can lay with somebody's husband or somebody's wife and you think that that person is going to leave their spouse and be with you and you're going to be happy, I want to ask you one question. What makes you think that you can trust them? What makes you think that you can trust them to be truthful and honest in your relationship, in your marriage, when you couldn't trust them to be a person of integrity in the marriage or the relationship that they're in already. What goes around comes around. Let me just say it like that. I told you I was going to minister from my understanding. What goes around comes around. What you do to others will certainly come back to you. It's the law of reciprocity. It's the law of reaping and sowing. So be careful, be careful, be careful how you deal with others. Amen. You may think that it's harmless. You might think you're just getting yours. I'm just getting mine. I'm just getting mine. You know, that might be your reasoning. I'm just going to get mine. But I want to tell you that if it's impinging upon the benefits of someone else's relationship, if it's harmful to someone else, if it is going against the law of love, and there is a law of love, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. If it's going against that law, then you need to just let it go. Let it go. Release it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to be involved in that. I'm telling you today, it's just not worth it, because God has something so much more in store for you. And a lot of you, a lot of us, are blocking our blessings by allowing ourselves to have all of this mess cluttering up our lives to the point where there's no opening for God to be able to get in and bless us. The real person, the real husband that God has for you, the wife that God has for you, cannot get to you because you're allowing other stuff and other people to clutter up your space. Amen. And clutter, when you have clutter, just visualize it. Think about an area in your home that's cluttered, or an area that you've seen before, maybe your office where there's a lot of clutter. And when you have clutter, there can only be confusion, and there's no room for order. Amen. There's no room for anything else to come in, because when anything else tries to come in into the midst of clutter, there's a sense of being overwhelmed. And if you're overwhelmed, then you're not free. Amen. You're not free to be able to be open. God wants us to be open with his peace. Amen. Because with his presence. Amen. If we have clutter, we have too many things cluttering our lives or not taking up our time and taking up our space, then there's not room for the presence of the Lord to come in. Amen. And when the presence of the Lord comes in, then we can receive the blessing of the Lord, the peace, the joy, the prosperity. Prosperity is total success in every area of your life, including your relationships. Amen. Amen. So don't violate the royal law of love, to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. See, when you're loving on God like that, when your love affair is vertical, then everything in the horizontal has to line up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can call me. I have about seven more minutes. You can call me if you're listening live. And the number is 646-652-4832. And I'm reasoning with you. Let us reason together about relationships, marriage, sexuality, and intimacy. And I'm going to do this on Fridays until the Lord says stop it. So tune in every Friday, and I will be sharing with you about love, what's love got to do with it, and how love has everything to do with it. Let me just answer that question right now in the name of Jesus. Love has everything to do with it. When you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, amen, that's everything, then you're loving on God so much that your love for other people and your love for yourself shows up in the overflow. Amen. Your love for God is so overwhelming, it's so awesome, it's so fulfilling, it's so magnificent. And God can love you like that. He can make you feel better than any man, than any woman. And yeah, that's right, I said it. God can make you feel better than sex. I said it. I'm a preacher in the name of Jesus, and I said it. God, the love of God can make you feel better. When you're loving on God and he's loving on you, that's awesome. And it can make you feel better. It can give you a surge through your very being, through your whole body, that will make you feel better than any sexual connection. Amen. When you have that spiritual connection it can make you feel better than any sexual connection. If you haven't experienced it, then I want to say you need to love on God some more. You need to be intimate with God some more, because that's what you're looking for. What you're looking for is not another good feeling. I remember this is a family show. It's in the middle of the day. What you're looking for is not another good feeling. What you're looking for is not something that's going to make your toes curl. But what you're looking for is something that's going to give you the total fullness for that void that was in your life until you met Jesus Christ. And if you haven't met Jesus Christ, I want to introduce you to Jesus, because that's where the void comes in at. That's what you're really looking for, that God-shaped void that every human being has. God created you with that void because he knew that only he could fill it. Amen. So I want to tell you that what you're looking for is going to be found by you beginning to love on God the way that God loves on you. And then you're going to have such an anointing for love. So you're going to have, I want you to have an anointing for love in the name of Jesus. That you're going to have such an anointing for love that everything else is going to fall into place, where you will love yourself, where you will learn to love yourself, because some of us are so busy reaching outwards that we have forgotten the second part of that great command, which is to love yourself and then love your neighbors as you love yourself. Amen. See, we skip all over "as you love yourself." We forget about that. And we take it right out of the context, and we begin to start loving on other people. And then we try to love on God as a secondary thing. And then we forget all about loving ourselves. That's why most of us have relationships that can't work. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's why a lot of our relationships have failed, because we've been loving wrong. We've been loving wrong. When you love God and you love yourself, then you're ready to love somebody else. And only when you love God and when you love yourself, only then are you ready to love somebody else. So if you haven't gotten that, then you might as well go ahead and start calling up folk and say, I can't get with you right now, because I need to learn how to love on God. I need to learn how to love myself. And then I can be ready to love somebody else. So go ahead and cut it off. Cut off some of those relationships, because if the truth were to be told, half of them are no good anyway. Half of the relationships in your life are not reaped in the law of love. They're not soaked with love. They're not covered by this royal law of love. Amen. And until we get that, everything else is going to go wrong. You're going to have find yourself in the wrong relationship with the wrong people. You're going to find yourself in relationship with people that can't celebrate you. And I'm not just talking about man-woman relationships. I'm talking about friendships with people that only tolerate you. You're going to find yourself with friends who want to only be with you because of what they can get as a result of being connected to you. They only have their own interests at heart. They're not really concerned about you. And if they could leave you, they'll drop you they'll drop you in a minute. They will drop you in a minute to go and be with somebody else who they think is going to be more beneficial for what they're trying to do. A lot of people just want to climb all over you. They want to use you so that they can get to the top. They want to network with you and be around you and be with you so that they can be connected to some of the people that you're connected to. That's not love. That's not a real friend. A real friend is going to support you. A real friend is going to be there, and I want to give a shout-out to some real friends, Kathy and Kim Tonsil. I thank you both. I've been thinking about both of you a lot because you support me in everything that I do. You've been there for every book signing, even Ma Shirley, always there, always there. You've been out to the church, and you've supported me in everything that I do. Real friends won't drop the ball on you, amen. You even some of your marriages are not working because you have put your spouse in the place of God, and no man can stand in the glory of the Lord. Amen. No man can stand in the place of God. No woman can stand in the place of God. Pick your spouse up off of that pedestal, off of that high place, high places. They went up to the high places and worship other gods. And God is a jealous God. Take that person off of that pedestal and put God there first, amen, and then put everybody else on a horizontal plane right along with you and love on them as you love yourself. Amen. Praise God. I hope you're being blessed. I know you're being blessed. Praise the Lord. I know you're being blessed. I've come to the end of today's ministry program. And I just want to encourage you to make the most out of every single opportunity to experience real love. Make the most out of every single opportunity to experience real love. And remember my sister, remember my brother, until the next time that we meet on this ministry program, and I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember that God loves you, and so do we. We really do here at Power in the Word. Peace.